This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing, and also because it's a beautiful and fabulous Friday afternoon as we enter the motoring experience. Now, this week, we're taking a closer look at the updated Isuzu MUX. It's tougher looking, more refined, and benefits from a comprehensive facelift. Our resident motoring journalist, Prashobin Naidu, he shares his driving impressions and tells us whether, you know, the refreshed MUX has what it takes to stand out as a capable, you know, everyday family SUV. As always, we'll wrap things up with the motoring tip of the week and a Friday hot jam to kickstart this beautiful month end. Right, good afternoon, Prashobin, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. For yourself, Kindesh?
Blessed, man. Thank you so much once again for taking your time to join us on the show. Always appreciated.
Always a blessing. Thank you.
So let's jump straight into it, Prashobin. I mean, I'm so excited about this. I've seen this car, but I wanted to find and get, you know, a professional's view. Like, let's talk about this Isuzu MUX in the metal. Does the updated MUX turn heads?
You know what? I think it does it quite well. This is a facelift, so the front end looks a lot more modern. Slimmer LED lights, bolder grille, redesigned bumpers galore. It just gives it a bit more of a premium presence than the outgoing model, and it's still unmistakably an MUX, just a little bit of a sweet revision to it.
Oh, okay, interesting. So what's the cabin like, and how does it compare with its rivals?
So cabin-wise, it's relatively well-built. The seats are comfortable. The infotainment screen is a little bit better than the outgoing model. I found the previous infotainment screen quite janky and old-school. This one is better. It's not mind-blowingly better, but better. Wireless Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, lots of comprehensive safety equipment as well. But there's nothing really major, actually. It's a tad bit basic, still decent amount of room. Put simply, in comparing it to the rivals, the Everest takes the win there. It's more pressure, better tech. The Toyota Fortuner can feel a bit dated, so the MUX is a smidgen better. And the Tank 300 wins. It beats the MUX in terms of comfort and value and amenities.
Mm. All right. Now, on and off the road, how is it? Like, is it more refined than the, you know, pre-facelift model?
Yeah, so they've stuck to the same formula. They haven't really reinvented the wheel. The suspension is more retuned, resulting in more of a composed and comfortable drive. There's also added more sound insulation in the cabin, so you'll notice that there's reduced wind noise. You still got that hearty, tried and tested 3-liter turbo diesel motor. It's decent, 140 kilowatts, 415 meters of torque. It's decent on the open road. It is a lot more robust and rugged and like rough and tumble. That's how I'd like to put it. But it's still refined, even on the beaten of track. It's definitely a recipe done well, I think. And in terms of fuel consumption, it's not too bad. About 90 to 100 kilometers, and I like it. And obviously, the rivals, I think the Ford Everest wins there because it just that suspension and that handling off road feels a lot more cushy. And this is still cushy, but just a bit more rougher.
Oh, okay. Now, let's speak of the rivals. You know, how does it stack up in terms of pricing, as you mentioned? I know you touched a bit the features and overall value.
So, the MUX, my model was the LSE, so it hits the sweet spot. It's in the middle, and it's about 973,000 Rand. And yes, it's rougher on the edges, but it's a proven recipe, durable, gets the job done. Out of the rivals, I think the Fortuner, still a proven recipe, reliable, but high risk. And then Ford Everest wins by the drive and tech and refinement. Better drive is a lot more, but obviously it doesn't have that reputation of long-term durability. And then Tank 300, obviously, more bells and whistles, better cabin, but less refined. So that's how I put it. And the MUX is still decent, and I think it's not too shabby.
All right. Now, let's speak a bit about, you know, I mean, we can clearly hear with all the bells and whistles around this car, Prashobin. If you were a family man, is this something that you would buy?
You know what? If I had about five kids, maybe and a family dog, perhaps I would. I think it's easy to use. It's, you know, it's slick around town, and it's rough and tumble, man. I like that simplicity. I think these days motoring, everybody, especially the new Chinese entrants, they're going screen galore, tech galore. Sometimes it's bare bones motoring is at its finest, and this is it. It's still good, And why not, man? I think I'd go for it.
All right, most certainly. Thank you so much, Prashoven. But before I let you go, you know the drill, man. We need to give the people the motoring tip, and you need to kickstart our weekend with your hot jam.
Thank you so much, Kimbash. So if you drive a manual, a wood rest in your hand, the gear lever while cruising, it actually puts unnecessary pressure on the gearbox and components over time. Didn't know that, so just keep your hands away from the manual transmission. I'll end up with a cool vibe. Party tone that I've been listening to, Luda by Kendrick Lamar.
Big shout out to you, Prashoven. Thank you so much once again for coming through. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashoven Naidu on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. You catch him right here every Friday at 12:30. You can also check out his work on topspeed.com and ednews.africa. You can also follow him on the socials. He is available on Wheels and Journeys across all social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.